Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So, won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul give thanks. Embrace their thoughts. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you, God. So, today, I'm talking about the need to initiate and accept change. You know, they say that we are creatures of habit and humans don't adapt well to change. And I have to agree that oftentimes that is the case. But as co-creators with the divine, with spirit, with the universe, with God, creation means change. Nothing happens. So while we may resist it because we get comfortable, and we do know that oftentimes even when something doesn't look right or feel right, we'll stay in it just to avoid upsetting the apple cart. And as a result, nothing changes. So we all have done that in certain instances in our lives, or certain relationships, or jobs. Okay? We've done that with our health. We allow ourselves to get physically unfit. And we know better, sure, we do. And we swear we're going to do something about it at some later date. But again, we resist the change. Each and every day of our lives, we are making choices, each moment of our lives, that either continue the same routine or our choices bring about a change. A change in that pattern, okay, even if it's just a change in the direction you travel to work or home or the way in which you fix your chicken. the way in which you feed yourself or the way that you dress. Okay. Everything we do is a part of that entire process. And so your life ends up being a collection or the lack thereof. And we have to recognize this in order to initiate positive change in our lives. Okay? So instead, when you want to break a habit, you have to define what that habit is and how you're going to change it. So you'll try to find a way to offset it or replace it. And you set off different triggers, perhaps, to help you to respond to it appropriately. Now, initiating that change can be very difficult for many, for what it is and how attached they are to that same net. We need to reach within ourselves and find that wherewithal, that initiative to restart our decision to change and move forward, whether it be our relationship, our job, our business, our fitness habits, our health, whatever it is. Sometimes we change our religion. Yeah, religion is simply the way you choose to practice. Even those who claim to be atheists or agnostics believe in that energy, the source, the universe, that something that has created us and sustains us continuously. From that source, we draw strength, courage, wisdom, everything. When you have that in mind, it makes it so much easier to implement the change that you want to make in your life. If you are not financially supplied adequately, then it's because you haven't chosen yet to put yourself in the flow of money. You're not doing what you need to do in order to cause that effect. You are not in a relationship. You haven't made the choices that would put you in line with perhaps the love of your life. If you are overweight, again, you haven't made the choices to initiate that change. So you become physically fit or healthy, lose weight. Now, I understand that this can be difficult, and I have had these same issues. Okay? So the only reason why a person persists in not giving themselves that which they claim to see is because they haven't made the choice. They aren't ready yet. They haven't gotten to that place where it has become imperative, necessary. Okay? And one of the things I find is also true is that we accept the change when a problem arises. The change ends up being the solution. And what's really funny about that is that's why the problem exists. Because we've been resisting that change the entire time. And then, of course, we blame the problem. Yeah, it's not my fault. And you hear me talk about this a lot because until we start accepting responsibility for what goes on in our life, things don't change. Okay? And we find that we have no right to complain. In the long run, everything you want, need, and desire is attainable. As a matter of fact, it already exists. Okay? We as co-creators don't really actually make the things that we desire. Okay? What we do is transfer that energy to us. Money isn't made, it's just transferred from one perception to another, one person to another. We do that throughout the day in our interactions or transactions with other people. Okay? We exchange energy, we exchange money for services or goods. Okay? We are always in a constant flow of energy. We exchange words, exchange looks as we pass each other by. These are choices as well that bring about change. If we don't understand that, we never completely learn how to be God or Goddess of our universe. The main things that should be on your mind is living your purpose. In order to live your purpose, you have to be willing to implement change as needed, and even to change that. As time goes on, because each thing you change is going to bring about a different effect, which will cause another choice, which will bring about change. So there needs to be a systematic approach, a system that gets you to the promised land, to the end result, to your purpose. Don't expect money to fall out of the tree. Don't expect somebody to lend it to you. You can't get mad at somebody for not wanting to get their money. Okay, it's theirs, and they don't have to. It's up to you to transfer the money that already is, that has already been circulating around you. Money's everywhere, all around you, all day long. And people are exchanging it. You have to find a way to get into that flow. And this is what teaches the More Joy program. If you're not in that flow, then you're certainly not going to implement change in your life for the better. Okay? And then I show you how to do that. So therefore, you have no choice but to receive. And it goes for relationships, that goes for your spirituality, it goes for your fitness and health goals. Of whatever priority you set, it starts with change. Who often set goals and they don't understand why they didn't reach them? What changes have you made? What choices have you made that will lead you directly to that end result, to that goal? Or did you just make the goal, say, write it down and put it in the drawer and forget about it and that, you know, maybe it'll happen? Nothing happens until you say so. Okay? The words out of your mouth can bring about change. Contact with other people. Your network determines your network. That can bring about the change that you see. Joining a gym and going to it periodically and working out can bring about change. Even your eating habits can bring about change in the way you feel, the way you look, also you think. There's nothing wrong with having the banana split every now and then with all the toppings in the store. Every now and then. You may need that change as well. But most importantly, you need to stay on purpose or to manage your life better in order to have more joy. So many times I talk to people who are running themselves ragged, doing the same thing every day that they've been doing for 20 years. It's like their routine is engraved in their minds, and they have all these things that they have to do at this precise time, precise way. And if one thing, one little thing, gets in the way or throws them off 1 minute, then everything just blows up in their face and they are a raving lunatic. We set the rules in our lives. Sure, there are some laws that are made for us that we have to comply with, but ultimately we choose who we are by what we think. Okay. If we refuse to change anything, the universe will see to it. Life itself will see to it that enough pressure is applied and to get you to move, to change, to be, to do, and to have, and to live your purpose. Oftentimes people ask me, well, you know, I seem to be in a trap. I can't find my way. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. What is my purpose? If you are not living a life of unlimited joy, you need to make the choices that will implement a change in your life. Initiate that change. Accept that change. And be responsible for taking yourself to and through the action that will bring about a successful outcome. If your relationship is stale, do something to rev it up. Get it going. Take some action. If you're not making enough money, then do something about that to increase your income. Some people sit and complain about bills, can't deal with all this debt. Now what you need to do is increase your income. It's a problem. That's why you're having financial strife. It's because you haven't increased your income. And in order to do that, basically, you need multiple sources of income. And as you put yourself in that flow, you will find that life will support you and sustain you, and you are making that will get you to the end result that you desire. But nothing happens until you initiate and accept change. Go to my website at www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Let me put you in that flow today. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do, and know that I love you.